Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789 and text us at the same number. I just want to finish this up with what's getting ready to happen as conservatives on the state level work hard to try to dismantle Milwaukee Public Schools. You know, Dr. Keith Posley is the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. You would think that if the state was concerned about, you know, what's in the best interest of the district and the children and the families of the district, there would have been some consultation between the state Republicans and the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. Not the case. Dr. Posley, who was the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools, was not contacted by Senator Alberta Darling or any of the many Republican co-sponsors who I'm going to be reaching out to and seeing if I can get them on the airwaves to explain, you know, why this is in the best interest of the taxpayers and the children of the city of Milwaukee. But to not contact the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools about this plan shows what kind of people, you know, we are dealing with. Neither was the school board president, Bob Peterson. Bob Peterson, who's the president of Milwaukee school board, said this is going to be chaos. Alberta Darling confirmed in an email that she did not reach out. And the reason she didn't reach out is because the officials of Milwaukee Public Schools would oppose this bill. Well, absolutely, the people and who run the district would be opposed to a bill that is there to dismantle the district and is not in the best interest of the children. It's clearly put in motion to enrich, you know, private schools, because the way this thing is set up, they're going to shut down public schools, and the private schools in Milwaukee or the charter schools, they're not going to touch them. They're going to leave them as they are, and they're going to expand private schools and offer vouchers to all the students and families of Milwaukee Public Schools. Well, you can't tell me that the purpose behind all of that is for somebody to make a lot of money off of the education of the children of Milwaukee Public Schools. Now, I would also venture to say that we've been down this road before. And I'm so passionate about this because I'm a product of Milwaukee Public Schools. And my children went to Milwaukee Public Schools, and I'm engaged and have been engaged in Milwaukee Public Schools over the last 12 years and see the families and the children there. And I can only imagine what the pain and the outcome of all of this will be if it's to come to pass. But until, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, until Milwaukee Public Schools fights back and challenges this injustice, you know, it's going to continue to be tough sledding for the district. And the other part of this is it's unclear what would happen to students, many of whom could be fenced off in a different district from their current schools. So you set up these different silos, these different districts, and kids may be forced to go across town. They're already in schools that are near by where they live. When you separate the districts of kids, say they move your school, and I don't think this thing was thought through clearly. Certainly has been put in motion by people who could care less about the outcome or the pain that is going to be meted out, you know, in this district and to families. And I don't want to, for one minute, poo-poo the fact that there are certainly a lot of children not successfully being educated in Milwaukee public schools. But you can say that about public schools and private schools all across the nation. There's something that is going on inside of our nation that is rotting, and the educational system is one. And you can't just say that it's the public school system. There are private schools and other schools where, you know, it's a difficult task. I see you shaking your head. Yes, Sam. You know, when we were young, my generation, school was important. And I'm not saying it's not important now, but we received a higher grade of education in the 50s and 60s and 70s than they are in most schools today. And I don't know what was the reason or rationale behind it, but we certainly received a better education than what they are receiving now. And I think that's based on the fact that we have, again, a nation that doesn't value education enough. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
We have Walter from Watertown on the line.
Hey, Walter, how you doing, my friend? Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for calling. You say what?
Well, it's an honor to be able to speak with you, Earl. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Well, thank you. I'm honored that you are listening and that you would call.
Well, you've hit the nail squarely on the head, Earl. Ever since, actually, Tommy Thompson started the whole business with charter schools.
Vouchers, right.
And you know, now it's, and then what Walker did, and the, I call them the Republic clans, it's just awful. Now, if you look at, I looked at a zip code today in Milwaukee, and if you go to smartschools.com, you can see how the schools rate on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, I've been to smartschools.com. That's a great site. Yeah. That's a great site. But go ahead.
Yeah, and I looked at a zip code that I know is very, you know, a lot of poverty and so forth. And then I looked at one in Adams Friendship, and they were almost identical. So why aren't they going to close these Adams Friendship schools?
You already, and you're an astute man, and so what we have at the root of all of this is, and it's unfortunate, you know, see those people in Milwaukee public schools are wasting our tax dollars. It costs too much money for failure. And if the kids are going to fail anyway, you know, the teachers' unions and the teachers make too much money. There's too much money being wasted. If we're going to do this, let's save money. And if they're going to fail, we let them fail with a cheaper version, where they're not going to be receiving as many tax dollars. And I think that's what's at the root of this, my friend.
And I really don't think property taxes are a good way to fund anything.
It's not. Okay, it's not. And so why do you think they continue to do it through property taxes? You know, it makes it all the more impossible and improbable that these districts are going to be able to sustain what it is they have.
That's part of the plan.
Let me get you to do this. We've got to go to a break. Can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, hang on. We've got to come back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.